But Newport Harbor, you see, was what they call competent harbor authority. And at one time, of course, don't forget, it was the main port to the island. When Cowes, it wasn't until more recent years that Cowes took over all the commercial traffic. I mean, in the days when Newport Harbour was the main port to the island, the vessels were smaller. In those days, don't forget, it's what was going on down at Cowes was the fashionable Victorian and Edwardian yachting areas. You had all the yacht clubs, the steam yachts, the sailing yachts, and the boat repair yards. And then they built what they called, when the railway came, you see, to the Isle of Wight, and they built that Cowes railway line down as far as Cowes. You see, they built that Medina jetty, but I think it was 1878, which was a wooden jetty which came out in the river. So the colliers bringing coal from the northeastern coast, Sunderland and so on, would come up to there, tie on that jetty, unload the coal into those coal trucks, and we'd brought up to Newport Railway Station. Well, that was pulled down, and they built Medina Wharf in 1928. When they built Medina Wharf at the end of Arctic Road in 1928, the coal trade was gradually dying off after the Second World War. People weren't burning coal. Household coal was scarce. So they had this lovely big wharf there. So then they decided, well, we'll put up some tanks there to store grain. We'll ship grain out to from there in larger quantities than what Newport can do. We'll bring in granite for the roadstone from the Channel Islands and everywhere else. And the timber ships would no longer go up the river and tie on the buoys. All the timber would be unloaded on there, see? So it was only in more recent years that Cowes took all that office.